0.6. The concrete foundations to your right are all that is left of Watertown, the town which grew up in the valley to house a vast number of workers who built the dam and reservoir. At its peak, approximately 2,000 people worked in the dam and reservoir, and between 600 and 700 lived in Watertown itself. Whole families moved into the colonial-style bungalows which housed the workers, and the town boasted the first streetlights in Ireland, thanks to a coal-fired power station located on site to generate electricity. Some bungalows consisted of dormitories, where landladies provided bed and board for the hungry workers. A big pot of porridge could often be seen cooling outside the front door, from which the landlady sliced into the cold porridge to give the men large pieces for their lunch the next day. After a hard day's work, the residents of Watertown could relax in the town's movie theatre, enjoying silent black and white Charlie Chaplin movies. They could let off steam in the boxing theatre, or dance the night away in the town's very own dance hall. When you're ready to move on, follow the blue trail arrows down the hill towards the nature trail to point number 7.